Kids Corner will be presented by Amy. Amy? Here you go. Amy Paris.
Come down, kids.
Good morning, good morning. Do we have the nursery kids in yet? Here they come. Well, good morning, and how are y'all today? Are we doing good? Come on. You can sit up here, it's okay. Well, today it was fitting that it's Human Relations Day. Can anybody else tell me what's going on this week? We got quite a few things going on this week, about human relations. Does anybody know what tomorrow's holiday is? Go ahead. Martin Luther King Jr.'s. Yeah, it's up day. And also, what's happening Tuesday? We're inaugurating a president. But there's something special about this inauguration. He's going to be the first minority president that this United States has ever had. And that's a pretty neat thing. And I'm a history buff, so I just love history when things happen like that. So we're going to have a history lesson this morning. Now, I got to thinking because of all the things that were happening today. I'm saying, how did this all come about? You know, it took time for all this stuff to happen. And so I was thinking about, Thomas Jefferson. And if you can all pass the books around. I was thinking about Thomas Jefferson, the father of our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. In that one statement that he says that, we are all endowed with the rights of living with the inalienable rights, tongue-tied, with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that all men are created equal. And I just, so if anybody want to look at that, you can pass that around. Anybody wants to look at that? Want to look at that, Logan? And then since, Martin Luther King, he used that term, too, that he wanted to see all of his four children be able to have all the rights that, white man did. And he wanted everybody to be able to have all those rights that they would be able to live in this country, free, in here. And then these two are my favorite, I have to say. Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. I just love these women. We can't even imagine a time now that women wouldn't even have a right to vote. And these women helped. And what they do is that one person, all these people are just one people that made a ripple in a pond. And people had to start listening. They started questioning. And then it got me thinking, where did they learn to do this? How did they learn to do this? And it was Jesus, because Jesus made a ripple in a pond, and it still keeps on going and going. But it took time, and it took a lot of time. Jesus was patient, and he wanted to teach all his disciples. And he wanted to teach his disciples so that they would teach their disciples, and then come on, keep on going down. And now we can't even imagine a time without Jesus in our lives now. And that's kind of how I felt about, our Constitution. We can't even imagine a time now that we couldn't vote. Now you guys probably couldn't even imagine not being free and not being able to do the things that you need to do. And with now us having an African-American president, that means that there is nothing that each and every one of you cannot accomplish in this country. But we got to make sure that, when we see that right, we got to continue with that right. And when we see a wrong, sometimes we might have to be that little pebble that makes that ripple in that pond. Sometimes it's not easy to do that, and it takes a long time, and sometimes we'll never see the benefits. These women never got to see women vote, even though they worked hard. They worked 80 years. They worked until the day they died to make sure that women had the right to vote. Martin Luther King worked until the day he died for civil rights for all humans in this country. So, sometimes it just takes time, and that's Jesus. Jesus is patient, and he knew it wasn't going to be in his lifetime that the whole world was going to be saved. He was going to have to keep on going over, and everybody else was going to have to, and that's our part. We have to continue to save this world, right? And how do we do that? By being good disciples of Christ, right? And by loving each other. All right. We bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful today to be part of this country that allows us to be that pebble, to make that ripple in that pond. And please, Lord, show us the wrongs so that we may make them right. In His name we pray. Amen.
Our children will be collecting change for missions while we sing our song of praise, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, found on page number 277 in your blue hymn book.